According to media reports, extremists and terrorists have been using the internet to spread their propaganda, recruit combatants, and raise money. Hamid Opeleyeru is the Assistant Secretary General of the OIC.
The OIC believes that the first step in countering radicalization and preventing violent extremism should be to deprive terrorist groups of the legitimacy in the eyes of peoples who they exploit by the way of repudiating the very arguments they use to justify their criminal acts. On its part, and based on its commitment to fighting terrorism and countering violent extremism, the OIC works towards delegitimizing terrorist ideologies through developing counter-narratives to such extremist ideologies and propaganda by elevating credible and authentic religious voices that support tolerance and nonviolence.
The OIC has been working together with the UN for more than 20 years on issues ranging from conflict prevention and resolution to counterterrorism, and the organizations continue to address on a regular basis many issues that also top the agenda of the UN Security Council, such as the Middle East, Syria, Somalia, Mali, Libya, Afghanistan, and the Central African Republic, or CAR. But the magnitude and complexity of these challenges are too big for one organization or any country to tackle alone. The Assistant Secretary General for UN Political Affairs, Miroslav Jenka, said.
There is no doubt that our cooperation has not been without challenges. Resources, capabilities, and mandates vary, and our memberships, although overlapping, are different. The best approach to these challenges is to deepen our strategic dialogue to forge common approaches to emerging crises.
In 2014, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution calling on states to engage local communities and non-governmental actors to counter violent extremism. Recalling the vote, Ambassador Michele Sison, the U.S. Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations, said it was a major step forward. During Thursday's Security Council debate, she called on the UN and OIC to recommit to protecting human rights in the fight to counter violent extremism, or what she called CVE.
It is easy for all of us to say that we respect and promote human rights in our CVE efforts, but what matters is whether we actually protect these rights in practice, the right to freedom of expression, the freedom of association, to peaceful assembly. Voices from outside governments, from civil society, from community activists, from youth leaders often have more credibility with their peers, with their fellow citizens, than we as government officials.
The OIC has pledged to remain a strong and active partner of the UN in addressing the current and future challenges regarding the defense and promotion of global peace, security, and development. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.